This is St. Louis Public Radio. A growing number of St. Louis inmates claim they were denied needed medication while incarcerated in local jails, an allegation that the city's Department of Corrections strongly disputes. Advocates for prisoners say substandard care is jeopardizing people's lives. In this second piece of a two-part series on healthcare in jail, Duri Buscarin reports.
For 6 weeks last year, 62-year-old Mary Lou Walker sat alone in her cell at the St. Louis Medium Security Institution, rapidly losing her grip with reality.
Well, I could not walk. I could not talk. I could not eat. Every time I stand up, I would fall down. I had to crawl to the toilet, and a lot of times I couldn't make it.
While Walker went through heroin withdrawals, she says jail personnel did not give her medication for depression, anxiety, and high blood pressure when she asked for it. Her health deteriorated. At one point, she started to hallucinate. Her sister, Linda Walker of Maryland Heights, says she panicked when she heard Mary Lou's voice on the phone, but couldn't get someone to help her.
I called the nurses. I would tell them that she's calling me. She doesn't sound like right. She's not sounding like herself and what she was saying. I couldn't get through to them, so I tried to call people at BJC to see if they could send somebody out and check. I called the attorney.
In November of last year, Walker was so sick that she couldn't finish an interview with her public defender. A few days later, court personnel ordered the jail to transfer her to a hospital.
It's cruel and unusual, you know, not only the way they treat me, the way they treat everybody.
The city of St. Louis pays a private company called Corizon Health about $7.5 million a year to provide medical care in its jails. That company also provides health care in the Missouri prison system. A Corizon spokesperson declined to discuss specific cases, citing patient privacy rules. But Corizon is no stranger to accusations of malpractice or a wrongful death. Hundreds of federal lawsuits have been filed against the Tennessee-based firm in the past year alone. Dale Glass, the corrections commissioner for the city of St. Louis, declined to comment on specific cases, but he says it's ridiculous to suggest that local jails fail to give prisoners the medication they need.
There has to be a medical determination that that medication is required, either by them having a standard prescription when they come to us, or a doctor determines that they should be receiving medicines.
In some cases, he says, inmates may disagree with jail doctors over what medical treatments are necessary. The difference, perhaps, is that prisoners can't go to another doctor and get a second opinion. Even attorneys are limited in their power to appeal for care on behalf of their clients when they're incarcerated, says Mae Quinn of the Roderick and Solange MacArthur Justice Center.
Courts frequently are reluctant to get involved in the affairs of jails and prisons until inmates and detainees have exhausted their administrative remedies within that facility.
Quinn's firm is suing the city on behalf of the mother of an inmate who died at the Medium Security Institution last year. Not for wrongful death, but to get more information. Quinn says 43-year-old Justin Ratcliffe had a history of medical and mental health issues when he died after collapsing at the jail last year while lifting weights.
And we have great concerns about the workhouse failing to meet his needs. And the circumstances of his death, as we say, remain very much open to question in our minds. And we still have not been provided with videos or internal investigations or anything that would really shed greater light.
In federal court, a recent lawsuit filed by Arch City Defenders names seven plaintiffs who say they were denied medication or other care at the jail. They're seeking a jury trial. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.